James Tyner, welcome to Valley Public Radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me today.
How has your life changed in the past 2 months since this announcement that you are the city's first poet laureate? Fresno has a great tradition of poetry going back to Phil Levine and Peter Everwine and many others, Larry Levis and company. But you're the first one to have this title for the city of Fresno. Mm. What's that been like? You've been getting a lot of attention from both in the local community and from beyond.
It's true. A very, very, very simple answer. My life has changed, becoming so much busier. It's been long days, long weeks, but at the same time, I absolutely love it. I'm so honored, absolutely honored. Like you mentioned, we just come from such a rich, long, huge tradition of poets. I mean, because of that, I was very surprised when they chose me. I'm still an up-and-coming poet. I'm still new. I'm not as well-published or as well-known. At the same time, I'm extremely honored and working really hard to get out there. And yeah, the exposure has been wild.
You were talking about yourself and your work a moment ago. You said you're an up-and-coming poet. You are just getting started. Do you see some parallels between what you just said about yourself maybe and the city itself and the people who live here?
You know, that's an awesome point. And that's true. I'm not an unpublished poet. I have about 25 poems published in various academic journals. I'm in 3 anthologies. I have an award-winning chapbook. And then on top of that, even more so, I do a lot of community work. I've been doing workshops for the public for free through the library. Been doing readings, getting poets from Fresno State, getting poets from around all over to come in and read to the public and, you know, let Fresno be exposed to this richness that we have here in terms of the literature and the poetry. But yeah, you do. It's a great parallel. The city, I even put in one of my poems, the city's finally recognizing itself. It's starting to see itself in terms of this, the writing and the literature. And for me, it's kind of the same way. For years, I struggled. I never even considered myself a poet, even though I've been writing now for some time. Even while I was getting published, I still didn't truly consider myself a poet. Until just recently, it's like, okay, maybe I am a poet after all these publications. And maybe it's the same way for the city in a way. This parallels is just starting to recognize itself and what it can do and just some of the greatness there.
Is there a job description for a poet laureate? Do you find out this is what we're supposed to do as poets laureate of a city? Have you talked to others in similar positions? Obviously, we have the poet laureate of the United States, Philip Levine, here in our midst in Fresno. But what do you do as a poet laureate?
It's interesting. There was a gentleman by the name of Mike Medrano. He is the one who got the ball rolling on the whole concept of the Poet Laureate of Fresno. And he sent out emails to a bunch of us. And we all kind of met one day and we talked about it and started to hammer it out. And I actually worked on it. My job was to go around and looking at other places in the nation, other cities that had a Poet Laureate and what they required, what they asked. Generally, it's making a few appearances a year. But yeah, we looked at Santa Barbara, we looked at Vancouver, all these places to see what they required. It's something, I hate to say this because it sounds so strange, but there's that sense of civic pride, or, you know, loving the city and just showing that small example, you know, representing your city, but also through the work and revealing kind of that inner nature of the city.
Why do you think it is that Fresno has such a rich tradition of poets? Is it just the fact that Phil Levine came here in the 1950s and started a poetry program at Fresno State? And it's grown since then? Or is there something else going on?
Yeah, I mean, well, first let me answer that. There was always a joke among poets, like as we're going up, that everybody in the world knows about Fresno poets except for Fresno. I was living in the mountains of Spain as a monk, and here I'm in the middle of nowhere. No one around for miles. And someone, one of the monks went out and he brought back some papers, newspapers, and he happened to bring me an LA Times. And I wasn't in the poetry at the time, so I opened up this LA Times. I'm so happy to see my mother tongue, and, you know, it's about LA where I was originally born. And then I'm flipping through, and there's this article in Fresno Poets. This is about 95-ish. And I was just so stunned. I wasn't into poetry, but, like, here is my hometown now, Fresno, and then this poetry movement. And so there was a line in there. They asked one of the poets, why do you think all these poets are coming out of here? And she said, I don't know, but I think it has something to do with the dust. And in a sense, I think she's right. And I think further than that, also, there's this work ethic. It comes from a little bit from Philip Levine, this working class poets, but also more than just being working class, a work ethic. You know, we have the fields out here. We have the dairies, and there's this real sense of work. We all work, and we bring those sensibilities and that ethic to our poetry. And I think that's really what drives us and links us shoulder to shoulder as Fresno poets.
I would be remiss if I didn't follow up on that last answer. When you were living in the mountains of Spain as a monk, how did you come to poetry as a career? And tell me a little more about your background. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I was out of high school. No one in my family went to college, so I had no idea what to do, and I was kind of languishing. And a cousin of mine said, "Hey, I know this school you can get into. It's free. Just come on down to L.A." So I believed him. I went there, and he dropped me off at a monastery. I was not religious by any means. It was a culture shock for me and for the poor monks. Basically, he was dating a girl at the time, and the girl's mother was getting the studying monks into the local city college, and so felt like they owed her a favor, I guess. So he got me in there, and it was a good life. I love the hard work. I love being with people. It gave me a little time to, you know, be contemplative and to research and learn another language. But I got into poetry years later. I mean, maybe that finding that paper was seed germinating, but years later, I was decided to be a novelist or an English teacher. That was going to be my thing. I was going to write horror novels, be an English teacher. And I went to take a fiction class that was filled, and the only thing that worked was a poetry class. So I just thought, it's not my thing, but let me try it. And very first poem is Connie Hale. She read a poem to introduce us, a poet by the name of Dorian Locks, teaches out of Oregon now. And the poem is called Two Portraits of My Sister. And the first stanza is the speaker's looking at this picture of her sister. And the second stanza is a memory. And in the memory, the sister gets abused by the father, gets hit with a belt buckle on the face. And there's a line about the bruise blossoming like a flower. And I had never experienced anything like that, to be moved, these powerful images, and to realize that poetry was more than just, you know, this fruity lines on paper. It was real movement, real power, real change. And that was it. I was done. And I kept coming back to it and researching, reading more and more and more. And I knew that this had to be a part of my life.
James Tyner joins us here on Valley Public Radio today. He is the poet laureate of the city of Fresno. What do you hope to accomplish as a poet, as a poet laureate?
As a poet, I guess sometimes I've lived a unique life. So my goal, oddly enough, was to share it. It was to tell the stories of my family, what we lived through. I am what you would call biracial, bicultural. My mother's Mexican, my father's not. And there's a lot of rich stories there. And I grew up all on the Chicano side, the Mexican side. And to share those stories and to tell those things and to give people a voice. It sounds weird voicing that, but honestly, that's what's in my heart and that's why I do it. As Poet Laureate, my main goal, to put it in one sentence, is simply to let Fresno be aware of what they have here and its rich culture. On a side note, I've noticed that a lot of poet laureates focus on a project, and I'm working on some ideas. They usually, you know, anything from poetry on buses to poetry in the airport, or Juan Felipe Herrera in particular, and he's kind of being he's the poet laureate of California. My guide in this is he did an anti-bullying campaign with poetry, very powerful stuff, and that's kind of what I'm leaning towards. I'm in talks with an organization out of LA. They work with multi-ethnic, biracial, bicultural children and families. And being one, I feel like that might be my goal as poet laureate, is to do some sort of awareness campaign. I'm still working on titles and what I can and can't do in terms of poetry. And because Fresno here was so diverse, we're so multi-ethnic, there's so many cultures here, and there's so many children like myself. I was at a family barbecue the other day, and my little cousin is half African-American and half Mexican. And my wife is just like myself, and then we have a half one of my other cousins is half Lao and, again, half Chicano. And just to have this huge range of flavors in there, and I just really – I think that might be my goal, spoiler. How I'm going to do it yet, I'm still working out the details. But
you wrote a poem for the occasion of being poet laureate, being named to this position, I Am Fresno. Could you tell us about that and then maybe read some from that?
Yeah, absolutely. When I found out, they emailed me and said, you know, we're going to choose you. Would you accept? And I said yes. I was overwhelmed, but I kept thinking, I got to do something in honor of the moment, in honor of Fresno. I wanted to do something that anybody who is not a poet that is from Fresno that would read this would be like, hey, I recognize that, or, you know, that's me, or that's my family member, or I can see that. And so I started writing it. I wasn't very happy with it, so I sent it to a great friend of mine, excellent poet by the name of Michelle Britton. She has a wonderful eye with my work, so she looked at it and was poking at it. And then I thought, okay, you know, I'll let this sit. I probably won't need it right away. And then the mayor's assistant sends me an email the morning before they were going to make the public announcement in the media. And he says, hey, by the way, do you have a poem? So I was like, oh, no. So that morning I cleaned it up. I took Michelle's advice. I fixed it up that morning, spelling errors in there and everything. And I went out there and I read the piece. more than myself, I really wanted to do it for Fresno. I wanted to make people who aren't poets to be able to read it, to be accessible to them and to enjoy it and identify with it. So I worked really hard at it. It's called I Am Fresno. I'll go ahead and read it here. The title is Fresno 2013. I am Fresno. I am the high school kid that can't wait to get out of this town. There's nothing to do here. Nothing ever happens. Waiting for that last summer before heading out of the city. I'm the kid just back from college, moving back in with mom and dad, trying to find a job now that school's over. Back home again, taking down old posters from the wall and putting up diplomas. I am the couple that just bought their first house, a fixer-upper, yard golden from too much sun. Their three-year-old walking up the steps, paint still on dad's pants from the bedroom he just finished. I am fields of vines, grapes growing in a vast green, raisins drying on brown paper, strawberries just plucked from the field. I am moving north, new buildings, restaurants, glass and plastic, meeting not so far from the river, a hail of lights and traffic. I am coming back downtown, dusting off the concrete and brick, old restaurants that have been there for years, fresh again. I am new businesses sprouting, and food trucks turning up like flowers over asphalt. I'm a softball player, mitt clenched tightly, a wrestler alone on a mat, a stadium of waving red. I'm a long line of poets, words spreading through culture, through time, through classrooms, through books. I'm the owner of championships, of Pulitzers, Oscars, Tonys, struggling to win just one more thing. I am noticing myself. Finally, I am at a family barbecue and all the children there share the same last name, the same blood, and all have different shades of skin. My father by the pool, speaking Spanish to my daughter, his aged brown hand running through her wispy blonde hair. I am a bowl of pho for breakfast, the noodles warm, broth like a hug, meat tender and fresh. I am lulu kebabs for lunch, the spice just behind the tongue, pilaf golden and perfect. I'm sitting at the dinner table, rolling a hot dog into a corn tortilla, boiled beans and white rice, the air growing smoky from the tri-tip barbecuing outside. My cousin bringing in a plate of pan-fried noodles from the place down the street. I am home. I am Fresno.
Poet James Tyner joining us on Valley Edition today, reading from his poem Fresno 2013, I Am Fresno. He was named the Poet Laureate of the city just about 2 months ago, and since then he's received considerable national attention, a write-up in the New York Times, a feature on Boston's NPR station WBUR. What's it been like receiving the national attention, and maybe not so much the national attention personally, but being the ambassador for Central California for Fresno to a national audience in some way in what is obviously a positive light? This is a chance for Fresno to receive attention for something other than something bad.
That's right. And it's that right there that makes me, one, at the same time, so overwhelmed and yet so honored. So when they offered me this, I sat down for a moment and I thought, I'm a quiet guy, but for these 2 years, it's not going to be like that. And am I willing to do this? And I thought, I love poetry. I can't stop thinking about it. I look at a tree, I look at a shade, I look at my children, and lines come to my head. And I love the city. I'm not afraid to tell people that the city saved me. When I was a kid, we were homeless for a little bit. We were jumping around living with different family members in LA, and my mom decided we're coming to Fresno. That's where she was from. Brought us here, and the city saved me. We were able to get our own house, first time I ever lived in a house. And, you know, I feel like growing up in a Mexican family and in poor neighborhoods, there was gangs everywhere, a lot of rough stuff. And I feel that things like literature saved me. I was an avid reader. And then the city itself, you know, provided programs and things like that for us that really got me out of the streets and I think saved me. And so to be able to give back to the city is such a complete honor. Like I said, I'm no one special. It's just someone who absolutely loves this and loves Fresno and loves the chance for people to be, one, for Fresno people to be proud of it, and then for the entire nation for once to be like, wow, look at that. That is awesome. Let's model ourselves after this town.
James Tyner, our guest today on Valley Public Radio's Valley Edition. He was named about 2 months ago to the post of Poet Laureate of the City of Fresno. Over the next 2 years, he will speak to local audiences and national ones as well, sharing his poetry and spreading the word about Fresno. James Tyner joins us today on Valley Edition. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's an absolute honor. Thank you so much.